The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to the Right Stand podcast. And thank you for listening and also participating in the Right Stand regularly, ladies and gentlemen. And this Friday, I think there are a lot of aspects or news points in the ether. Prominent among them is the 3 or 4 key judgments which are expected sometime next week, through the course of next week, that is the 13th, 14th and 15th, because 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th, the courts are not working and they are off, and they come back on 13th, 14th and 15th. These will be the 3 days where there will be 3 or 4 very, very key decisions, actually 6 decisions, that the Chief Justice, before he demits office on the 17th of November, is going to dispose of, or matters that the bench that he presides on will dispose of. One of them is Rafale, the other one is Sabarimala, and I think the most important, and perhaps a lot of them, people are waiting with bated breath, and there is a lot of arrangement and talk around it, is about Ram Mandir. It is in the ether. We're not going to debate it tonight, but I just want to say that, yes, from the Chief Justice himself to all the state chief ministers and, of course, leaders of various pants or dharmgurus, as you would want to call them, and people from all walks of life, I think everybody has come to a position today where they've had enough of conflict and enough of social disharmony. And whatever is the verdict of the Honorable Supreme Court, and to whatever side, one thing that stands out is that be it the Chief Justice of India, be it the dharmgurus, be it common people and all walks of life, that there has been enough of conflict already. Let's let this matter come to an end. And I think largely everybody has been working towards the fact that let's not create a situation of strife or conflict. Whatever be the decision, in whosoever favor or whatever be the this one, it should be acceptable to all. And people should just say that let's just accept it and move on. So neither will there be too much of jubilation or celebration from the part or from the side in whose favor the verdict is given, nor will there be too much of an expression of angst or dissent from those who are vanquished or who would have lost the case in this matter. But clearly the indications are that there will be something definitive. The moulding of relief will not give the title to 3 different parties, and where all of them are unhappy, saying we never asked for this. It started as a title suit, but it's become a lot more. A conflict of more than 491 years, a court case of more than 69 years, if not more, is finally coming to an end. And let's hope that this sets the platform for how we want us to be as a country, as India. It's not about us versus them within our society. It is ourselves as a collective. What do we want this to mean? My personal opinion is that there would have been no conflict had everybody decided that the ideals of Ram are unique to India and a gift to the world, and we need to incorporate the ideals of Ram. So Ram is our ancestor in terms of irrespective of where we are today, and he was called Maryada Purushottam for a reason. Purushottam, that means the highest among all men. There was a reason why. And Maryada is limits. So the person who never crossed the limits, observed the boundaries of law, observed the boundaries of rules of society as they existed and followed it, whether or not he liked them or agreed with them. But he said, these are the rules, so I have to follow them. Once the rules were changed, altered later on when he was king, he emphasized rules on which society would be guided by, and those rules will be applicable to all. So it is governance for all, law for all, appeasement of none, privilege for none. And that is exactly what he tried to follow. Can we incorporate those ideals as a society? I leave you with that thought, because there are plenty of news points I'd like to touch upon. The other aspect that stands in the ether, removal of protective cover or SPG for the Gandhis. They removed it for the former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, for former Prime Minister Devegowda. Why suddenly big hullabaloo and big hue and cry about, are Gandhi's ka special protection cover hata diya, SPG hata diya, SPG cover hata diya? Point is, SPG is based on a threat perception. It is protection. It is not a privilege. Ki bhai, aap is falana family se ho, Congress ke president ho, ya phir is party ke president ho, to aapko to SPG to milna hi chahiye. Tamga laga bhai. VIP hai, isliye to SPG hona chahiye. Wo they say na, VIP lagate the gaadi mein. They want to VIP number. This is protection based on threat perception. If you look at the fun part of it, that the Gandhis are safer under a rule by the BJP compared to how they were under the Congress or by the UPA. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is perhaps a line has been drawn between privilege and protection. And that's there it is. Let's not look beyond that. Those who want to make a hue and cry about it, then they are doing it because of the elitist mindset, not because of the fact that they need it only if there is a threat perception. If there is no threat perception, then why avail of services which are not required? And that too, that something which they more often than not skip, jump, miss, or try and avoid. So that's another aspect, but we are not debating that. The two aspects we are debating is, first up, most critical, the deadline comes near, the House will end its session tonight. Will there be a government in Maharashtra? And see, this has far-reaching ramifications. People did not vote a pre-poll alliance of the NDA into power for it to look, for the state to stare at president's rule, for there to be this impasse. The fact is that the Shiv Sena has to understand that he may be doing Uddhav Thackeray, and they may be doing this because they believe it is for their survival, but increasingly they are coming out as selfish. The people of Maharashtra have not given Shiv Sena the mandate. The people of Maharashtra have given the BJP a larger mandate and the NDA the overall mandate. Let us understand that, and the Shiv Sena has to be very, very clear that they have to look at, eke out their existence and also survive, playing the junior partner till the time they start delivering on ground. If your conversion ratio is 44%, despite contesting 124 seats in this election, then you have to look at it in retrospect, because you had a Thackeray in the fray this time. And if an Aditya Thackeray could not galvanize what you claim support of the Maratha people for a Maratha party, then you have to look within and say how good or bad you are. Because empty vessels only make noise. They don't offer much of substance. You have to offer much of substance. On the other side, the BJP has allowed this to fester a lot, and more increasingly you're busy looking at the fact that an Amit Shah, within 48 hours, wanted 48 to 72 hours, wanted work towards resolving Haryana. ML Khattar Dushyant Chautala came to the national capital, sorted it out with the party president. Here, Mr. Amit Shah, the Home Minister, and also the BJP president, along with JP Nadda, and even the Prime Minister, are hardly involved. They're trying to stay as distant from Maharashtra politics and sorting this mess out. They have left it to Devendra Fadnavis, and now Nitin Gadkari is stepping in. Clearly, there is a reason why the centre has washed its hands off. And this is what I'm parking or floating this balloon up for you to think about it. Was the central leadership of the BJP against tying up with the Shiv Sena ahead of the Maharashtra Assembly polls? Was it Devendra Fadnavis and some of the regional leaders in Maharashtra, heavyweights, people like Nitin Gadkari and others, who prevailed that the BJP Shiv Sena should go together? And is that why the centre has now said, tumne kiya alliance, tum sambhalo, your headache. It's not good for the BJP in the large run. It's not good. It's a test for Devendra Fadnavis and also Uddhav Thackeray. Because the sentiment is going against the Shiv Sena. Shiv Sena doesn't have the end because they are being seen as the rabble-rousers, the crybaby, the perennial crybaby and the thorn in the flesh. And the people who are enjoying themselves and perhaps rising in stature is the NCP under Sharad Pawar. We'll debate this betrayal of the people's mandate and the fact that president's rule is not what people asked for. We'll get into that as debate number one. Debate number two brings back the lawyer versus police issue in Delhi back to the spotlight. The reason why we're doing that is because of the fresh videos that have surfaced where the lawyers were misbehaving. Officials of the court, they call themselves. Protectors of the law, defenders of the law, they call themselves. What have they done? Behave like goons. You don't get away with such behavior. When cops misbehave, we go after the cops and question the cops. When lawyers misbehave, they deserve to be questioned too, and action should be taken in the Delhi High Court. Is it fair in trying to say that what happened at the Sazari Court on Saturday? There should be no coercive action against lawyers. Who burned down police vehicles, who created massive ruckus in the Tisazari court, who parked illegally there and started the entire fight all, it was the lawyers. Who attacked a serving DCP and other police officers in uniform, despite appeals by them to keep calm. See the videos tonight and then you'll see why it is important for the courts to take the right stand. They can't come out across as biased because for them, law is based on evidence and based on behavior. Nobody is above the law. We're talking about Ram Mandir, let's talk about Ram Raj. We're talking about the courts and the constitution wherein the Supreme Court of India says, Yatho Dharma Tatho Jaya. That means where there is justice, there is victory. And justice has to be delivered without taking sides. Our side's being taken here. Join me tonight. I'll see that.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.